and ISIL has the ability to spread its message of hate and violence around the world using social media in a very sophisticated way. Director Clapper, I've read your written comments, and I'm very much interested in your assessment of these global threats, their status today, and the outlook for the future. I'd also ask you to comment on how the intelligence community is positioned to address these threats. Is it better today than it was, let's say, 5 years ago? For instance, while the coalition's air campaign is helping to deny ISIL some territorial safe havens and financial resources, how do we degrade it and destroy it if all they need to carry out an attack in the West is an internet connection and an encrypted message application? I'd like to hear your assessments of how the rise of end-to-end encryption has impacted our nation's ability to identify and track individuals who seek to do us harm. Director Comey has spoken of this concern often. Director Rogers recently highlighted it as well. I'm interested in your views today about its impact and how you recommend we tackle this problem of terrorists and criminals communicating via these encrypted message applications. The U.S. Freedom Act that passed last year eliminated the bulk collection of telephone communications metadata, and the new law now requires specific queries with FISA court approval to individual telecommunication companies. Has this change affected your ability to discover new threats and relationships?